Joined now in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who has had a busy week as always.
It was a good week.
capped off with a little bit of disco there, so
yeah.
That's good.
In love. Appropriate.
Yeah, but the Morinaga candy plant opened, officially had the ribbon cutting or sake barrel breaking today.
The sake barrel breaking. It was wonderful.
Okay, tell me about this.
Well, I'll just say I had the opportunity as a county commissioner to be one of the ones to help push through putting water sewer up there so we would get opportunities like this. And I continue to say anything economic development oriented that happens in Orange County is good for all of us. Mm-hmm. And 100 jobs up there, more to come. First time they've had a plant in the U.S., I believe. And it's candy. It's good. But it was a fun event. It was a lot of shaking of hands and present giving and did the ribbon. You know, the American way is the ribbon cutting.
Right.
Apparently the Japanese way is to break a sake barrel.
Okay.
But because they are a no alcohol plant, they filled it with the Haichu candy, which if you haven't tried it, is delicious. I brought some and spread it around the office. And then the breakers of the barrel started to toss the candy into the audience. It was hilarious.
All right. Anyway, sounds good.
It was good. It was all good.
So Governor McCrory was there.
Yes,
so
he was.
How was that?
He's a good thrower of candy.
So I've heard, yeah.
He really got into that. Tossing is not the right word. Anyway.
It was overhand is
yes,
what we'll say.
Yeah,
yes. Okay.
No, but everyone was delighted. The state partnered with the county and with the town of Mebane to make an incentive package based on benchmarks to help attract them to this particular area. They're thrilled to be there. The community colleges have been working with them to supply workers and people that can be trained to work in a plant like this. The employees were there dressed in the different colors of the candy, so that was kind of fun. It was a very nice event, something to really celebrate in our area.
That's cool. What does it mean for Chapel Hill?
It means, I do know that some of the executives live in Chapel Hill, so that's good. But the sales tax revenue, the property tax revenue, all comes back into play with Chapel Hill as well. And we're hopeful that this business attracts more businesses now that they know Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsborough are open for business. So this, we know we're going to see more. We've had a lot more interest since company. It's been open for a little while. This was just the official opening ceremony, so that was fun.
Speaking with Pam Heminger, Chapel Hill Mayor, and what else went on this week? I know you went to the Metro Mayor's meeting, but that was last week.
That was Friday. Yeah. It was interesting. Again, the focus has been on economic development across the state. Things are actually moving in a great direction, despite bills like HB2. There's a lot of interest in North Carolina.
I need a slide whistle for every time.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What is interesting is that people like our quality of life. They like the dynamics that North Carolina brings in general, and they love our university systems that produce really good, talented workers. Mm-hmm. So we're becoming very attractive for venture capital groups, for businesses to consider us. Now, we throw in HB2, that kind of puts a damper on some things. But there's a lot of movement in the legislature to include economic development packages. What do those look like? How do you balance metropolitan areas with rural areas? And how can we make a fair system that works for everybody, not takes away from one or the other, but work together on that? And that's what the Metro Mayors have been focused on. How do we work with the sales tax redistribution information and make it a positive so that we all get to benefit from it? And your metropolitan areas are really where most of the job growth really occurs, but it benefits the rural communities as well. So we had a project reported to us from it was a graduate student program where they compared how much revenues each of these metropolitan areas gives back to the state versus what they get in receipts. And it was fascinating based on whether you had a major university in your community or not, because they try to break those numbers out, because the state obviously sends funding back for state universities at a higher level than you would be if you were a community that didn't. So still working on paring those numbers down. But as you can guess, metropolitan areas donate much more in receipts than they get back in services. So we knew that. So trying to make, like I said, going for that balance. So how do we make that work?
You mentioned sales tax redistribution. Is that back on the table for the General Assembly?
It's been hiding in a committee. So we're hopeful that we're not seeing it. Unfortunately, there's still some energy behind that. So I don't think we're going to see anything about it in the short session is our hope. Mm-hmm. I'm planning on going to walk the halls next month, but they're saying they're going to recess or end the session by the end of June. We'll see if that holds true.
All right. Sounds good.
The prediction was June 24th. We'll see. And that's been announced by several of the representatives.
That Art Pope group is going to come out on June 25th and say, we've got a House Bill 2 solution. All right, we'll wait until next March.
Yeah, no. This week coming up, though, we have National Gun Violence Awareness Day on June 2nd.
Next Thursday, right?
Thursday at noon. We'd love for you to come to Beeson Justice Plaza or just wear orange. Orange is the color because that's what hunters wear to say, hey, I'm a human, don't shoot at me. Mm-hmm. And take a picture of yourself and post it on Facebook to raise awareness about responsible gun ownership. There's a group called Mothers Against Gun Violence, and the statistics are alarming. 91 people a day in our country are shot and killed by a gun. That's not where we need to be. So this is the second year trying to make people more aware. There's the Mayors Against Gun Violence. There's all kinds of groups. I'm hopeful to be joined by many people, lots of elected officials, as we hoist an orange flag. Carver is going to be putting orange flags out down the street. Durham is going to be lighting some buildings in all orange. So we'd love to have you come along, and we'll have a proclamation for that. We also on Monday are joining with the Orange County Peace Coalition. Extraordinary Ventures is doing a Memorial Day dedication ceremony at Extraordinary Ventures on Monday from 1:30 to 3:30 to be there for that. And the special theme this year is honoring refugees who were made homeless by the war, of which we have a large number in our community.
Yes, we do, yeah.
So, and then we have a budget work session on Wednesday where we're focusing on transit and hopefully human services, too. We're trying to pull that information together. And these work sessions are time for the council to learn more in depth about a particular area and to ask questions to being brought back for more public hearings. We have another public hearing, but we're scheduled to vote on the budget on June 13th. So if you have questions or things you want to advocate for, please come on out and or send us an email. We read our emails.
Right.
Then we are meeting on Thursday, June 2nd, with the Orange County Commissioners. And the main theme is, guess what?
Budget.
Economic development. Come on, give it a theme.
It's budget season. It could be either or.
Oh, but it's always economic development.
It's also always budget season, too, though, these days.
Yeah, we're working forward. We're looking at collaborating on several issues and having those conversations and what those look like to spur more of this growth like Morinaga that is there. We want to see some good things that brings jobs to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I keep harping on that builds that commercial space to capture those innovative companies that are coming and spinning out of UNC and coming here in general. So we'd like to have all that. We're also going to be talking about a joint affordable housing task force. We're going to be talking about joint training centers for our public safety employees. A lot of things that we do together and to have those conversations. And then we will be updating them with our roads plan for the summer.
All right.
I told you all the, go to the website. I keep telling people, go to the website. It's all listed there.
I was telling people.
It was in the paper this week.
Earlier today, half an hour ago, there was the mini structure fire threat at Moorhead Planetarium, and you know all the fire crews were out on Franklin Street, and I was like, well, just avoid that by going around Rosemary Street.
No.
I guess you can do that, but
a little treacherous at the moment. And bear with us, folks. We know that this is inconvenient for now. We've got a lot going on today. Yesterday, the town employees on the planning and development side started moving out. They're moving over to temporary location while we finish the remodeling of Town Hall that started with the flooding out that we had a few years ago. Mm-hmm. We had done one half the building. Now we're finishing the other half and putting in more energy efficient devices and lights and all kinds of things, but they're going to be temporarily relocated. So you've got all that going on at the same time. You have all these projects going on. It should be very interesting. We had a K-9 memorial dedication. We had an Eagle Scout build an area in the front of the police station, and there's a memorial there to all the dogs that have served our community. Mm-hmm. And it was a lovely ceremony, and thank you to Eagle Scout Phil Suzanne for doing that. Enjoyed the people gathering again, part of our community. Love those celebrations.
I would ask what you're doing for Memorial Day, but it sounds like you're busy.
I'm actually going out of town for a couple of days to see my family. I had to laugh. My husband actually put on a calendar, scheduled in a movie date one. I was like, who put that
in pencil,
there?
I hope.
Oh, yeah, I know. Poor thing. We're trying that. The Food for the Summer program kicking off. We're still getting that website up and going. We need more volunteers. If you at all could help us out, we would love to have.
One more time, the website?
foodforthesummer.org.
Yep.
And Katie Hugg is our director. We have a meeting next week on making sure we're getting everything lined up to go, but we're still looking for more volunteers. If you can only help even one day, it's from like about 11 to 1, we could use your help. It's just delivering food, interacting with kids. Like I said, you'll get more out of it than you realize. It's just a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went hiking with the chancellor on Sunday.
Let's talk about this.
It was lovely. She's a field biologist by trade, so she wasn't as aware of all the places around here that you can hike and be. So we went to the Brumley Preserve, which which is up off of 86 and New Hope Church Road up there. It's a 630-acre tract that will be opening to the public this fall. Many, many trails for both hiking and for biking will be open, and there's a summer camp that's going to be running there this summer to connect kids to nature. It's got a pond. It's got all kinds of diverse species, but it's just a really cool piece of property, and it's a hiking trails right near Chapel Hill. Go to the Triangle Land Conservancy website, see all the places to go, get out of doors, be careful about ticks and poison ivy.
Yes.
And other than that, we
may or may not have been from personal experience.
Okay.
So you got the mayor's perk tour of the Brumley Preserve.
Yes,
it's not open yet. You get to go.
Well, truth be told, I still serve on the board of Triangle Land Conservancy.
So you got the board of Triangle Land Conservancy.
I got little connections there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we can go over there and see it. We've been working to try to get that preserve open for a while, but there was a hunting license on it. Didn't think that was a good combination,
right.
Hikers and guns. So anyway.
If they're wearing orange, it's all good.
Well, no, we still don't. We prefer not to have the shooting happening while the hiking is happening.
So. All right. Anyway. So all of that going on, townofchapelhill.gov.org.
Yeah, we got in before they created the gov part, so we're .org.
Townofchapelhill.org is the website. Find out more information. And again, foodforthesummer.org if you want to get in on that Food for the Summer program. They're still looking for volunteers. Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.